thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable. That music figures into what we're about to talk about, so we'll get to that in just a moment. The Egg in Albany presents music and comedy and dance and art and theater and family entertainment, and they do it year round. Well, they're going to pause for a bit for some major renovations, which are really exciting. And if you check out any of the coverage or on their site, it's really neat what they're doing. Well, before they start wielding the hammers, they're going to have a last hurrah, and they've got some really incredible events coming up, which are being announced today on this very program. And we are more than thrilled to be the bearer of that great news. Diane Eber is the executive director of the Egg and is with us to talk about the big reveal and the last hurrah programming, which with two really big shows. Before we get to that, first of all, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Joe. Hi.
It's really good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
You getting ready to go into contractor mode?
We're ready. But like you said, before we do, we've got a last hurrah. And I really, you know, I just encourage everybody to come experience the Egg with the carpet as it is now, because it will be ripped up and be new, and like just come together in this final moment to really celebrate the Egg in this moment before we go dark.
So my understanding is you'll go dark for a little bit as of July.
Correct.
And then the plan is to be back in action
winter of 2026.
Okay. So
about 6 months.
Yeah. Okay. And yep. And then you'll be ready to go.
Yep.
And that's really exciting.
It's super exciting.
Yeah. Okay, so the last hurrah. How did you go into this saying we want to find a last hurrah?
Yes.
Or did you go in? Or we were just like, oh, this would be a great way. Like, let's just stop here.
No, that's a good question. So we definitely intentionally, I was like, we need to have this kind of last moment. You know, like, come spill your wine on our carpet, kind of thing. Your last chance to do that. It felt really important before we go dark, and then just so thrilled about the artists that we were able to lock in for these final concerts.
Okay, so beginning now, by the way, I just want to make this point. We're talking about two incredible performances that are coming up for May and June, but you have a whole schedule of stuff that's
yes.
going on now through then.
Absolutely.
So we can touch on that too. But the big additions here, May 31st.
May 31st, 10,000 Maniacs.
Wow. That's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. And is this with or without Natalie Merchant?
It's without Natalie.
Without Natalie.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I don't think she's performed with them in years, right?
Apparently 32 years is...
Oh, that's great.
I think it's kind of like, you know, old news for the band, but still new news to everybody who's like, wait, are they playing? Is she playing with them?
Right.
Yeah.
I assumed, since it didn't say Natalie Merchant and 10,000 Maniacs,
you got it.
It wasn't. But it's still exciting. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
really cool.
How many of them are there really?
Great question. Probably more than 10,000, you know? I mean, how many Maniacs? You know, I don't know. Millions?
Well,
millions of Maniacs?
And in Albany, yes.
Yeah, so we hope. Come get wild with us.
May 31st, 10,000 Maniacs, and tickets go on sale
tomorrow for the pre-sale for members.
Yep.
So if you want to get those good seats, join as a member today. And then tickets go general on sale, I believe, the next day.
Okay. And
Thursday, March 20th at 10 a.m.
Thursday, March 20th. And
yep.
The music we heard coming in, the one, the only Dionne Warwick.
Yes, this is such a massive get. So Dionne Warwick, living legend, is coming to the Egg June 20th. We're going to have her on our stage. We are going to do a celebration toast. You're invited. Come.
Thank you.
Join us in the lobby, and that'll be a chance to just clink our glasses, you know, give a special shout out to Governor Hochul. She's been so supportive to the Egg over the years, her ongoing support. And come together, dress to impress, you know, a moment to celebrate what the Egg means to the community and recognize that literally every theater seat will be replaced, right? We are literally ripping up the carpets. We're going back to our 1979 mod aesthetic. So it's going to be quite a transformation. So it's a great excuse to have a last hurrah.
You know, 10 years ago, I could not imagine anyone saying, oh, we're going back to the 1979
yes,
mod
yes,
aesthetic.
There you
and people
go.
Going, all right.
Oh, exactly. But I mean, it's been wild when we looked into the archives of what the Hart Lobby looked like when it first opened.
Yeah.
The furniture, the trash cans. They were brilliant. The design, the intentionality.
I remember those trash cans. Those are awesome.
They looked awesome. If anyone has one of the original trash cans of the Egg, please come and find me because we are dying for them. They literally look like little robots and I love them.
Oh, they're so cool.
And the chairs actually looked really amazing. I'm glad to hear you say that. So, you know, working with the architect, Fred Bosch, I was like, that's the vision. He's like, oh. Heck yes, let's do this. So tulip chairs, like we're really going deep and it's going to be amazing.
And so let's stick with Dionne Warwick for a moment. But my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is a performer, as you said, living legend, who when performs would not usually perform in a venue of this size, which
correct.
Is such a cool thing to have that intimacy with, well, that woman and that voice.
Yeah, it's definitely a sort of once in a lifetime moment to catch her in such an intimate room. And I'd been in talk with the agents for a while, and it was like, I have this vision. What do you think? And they were sort of open to it. And then we snagged this date, honestly, is kind of how it all came together because she had another show that it made sense to pair with it. You know, and honestly, I went to my board and I was like, am I crazy or is this brilliant? And everybody responded unanimously, like, do it. And I was like, okay, we're going, you know, because it's a big deal for the Egg to present an artist of this stature. So it's a fantastic moment.
And as you said, a great way to celebrate what the Egg has been in this community, what the incredible iconic performances that have taken place on that stage and other stages throughout the complex. And amazing names at various stages in their career, but people who certainly have been at the pinnacle and coming to the Egg as well. It's a nice opportunity to honor and to think about that as well.
And you're going to see a rollout of this last hurrah programming that's really going to kick off in late May and take us through June. So Varietopia, Gypsy Kings, 10,000 Maniacs, Dionne Warwick. We have a few more we're announcing next week, so make sure that you're staying on our mailing list. Go to theegg.org. Follow us on social media for that rollout, and I just strongly encourage everybody to take advantage of this moment, you know, and come hang with us.
And a lot of cool things that are coming up just in the days, weeks, and months to come. You mentioned you just said it, and then the name of it went completely out of my head.
Christian McBride?
No, the variety, the Paul
Tompkins. Oh, Varietopia. Yep.
Varietopia.
Yep. We just announced that. Yep.
That is very cool.
Yeah. We're psyched about that one. And I think it's the first time he's been with us. So that's also really
Paul
exciting.
Tompkins.
Yeah, I think so.
Great comedian. And doing this, it's a Varietopia with Paul Tompkins. And the cool thing about this is that there's always surprises.
Yes.
And you don't know what the surprises
exactly.
are.
Exactly. They, like, won't reveal them until we get... They probably don't even know who they are, honestly. It's like, I think it really is. It comes together and it's this...
They just, like, take the bus around a couple of blocks in Manhattan and come up.
And I'll tell you, tickets are going fast. So, you know, if folks want to come.
Yeah, well, it's really fun. It's interesting. I have a really good friend who lives in Fort Lauderdale, and they texted me and said, we came from a performance of Varietopia, And they mentioned that they're coming to the Egg.
Oh, my God, amazing.
So you should know this, and you have to go.
I
you
love
have
that.
To go. I think it was before you even announced it. I was oh my God, that's so cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's really, really great. And and then all the other stuff that, that you have going on in April, well, now, but April, May, and then June 20th with the Ian Warwick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all happening. I mean, the other thing we haven't fully announced yet, but we're going to roll out as part of this last hurrah is a seat campaign. So for the first time ever, we're replacing every seat in both theaters, and you'll be able to support the Egg and literally have a plaque on the armrest, and it can say whatever you want. So we're excited about that, and we'll be talking more about that. But it's kind of, again, it's sort of this, you know, unique opportunity of to really
want a seat.
There you go. Joe Donahue, I want to know. And especially, like, it'd be great if it could be your seat that
yeah,
you love.
Well, that's what I want. I want my seat.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you get to sit in that seat, just
no,
to be clear.
No,
but then you'd
no.
be able to. It would be your
no,
seat
I don't
forever.
Want I want to, yeah. Go visit it.
Yeah,
say hi.
That's
very,
the vision.
Very cool. See people enjoy the performance
yeah,
in that seat.
In
that's
that
very,
seat.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all of this is happening. It's at the Egg. You can find out more by going to theegg.org. All the stuff is up there. So pre-sale for Dionne Warwick and 10,000 Maniacs tomorrow.
Yep.
And then the day after will be general
yep.
for everyone. And all the other stuff is up and ready to go. And more announcements coming down the pike.
Exactly. And if you want access to that presale, you can join as a member as low as $50, which is kind of nuts.
It
is. So I really, you know, that helps us do what we do. And I strongly encourage anybody that wants to make sure they get a ticket, you know, join as a member today.
Well, and it's great being a member of we have wonderful arts institutions in this region. And they're like, everyone's having a tough time, but they're having a tough time. And it's just to support them and know that baseline is there.
Is super helpful.
Really important.
Thank you, Joe.
I can't thank you enough for all the incredible work that you do.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On this. So, like, so we only have 30 seconds, but I'm assuming people are like, oh, so then you're off for 6 months.
Oh, God, am I not off for 6 months?
Right.
No. We're all very busy. And as you know, I mean, the cycle of programming is 6 months, and we're doing a rebrand. We're doing a strategic plan. We're working on a new, we're going to be very, very busy. But
so
it will be nice to be able to focus on those other
hardly
things.
Hardly a hibernation.
Yes, an incubation. Let's think of it as an incubation period.
Very much so. Well, we are thrilled. Dianne Eber is with us, executive director of The Egg in Albany, New York. You can find out more information by going to theegg.org. Congratulations on the great announcements of Dionne Warwick and 10,000 Maniacs. And then, of course, the renovations coming up. You're the best. Thank you.
You're the best. Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.